Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
KV8DXQ, the Ulster.
Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Okay, A9SXH. Okay, A9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 34 degrees.
KZ8YDF Mobile.
KZ8YDF, KCBOA. Looks like you're wasting no time getting out tonight.
No, the girls in the office managed to get out right on time tonight.
Well, that is good. That is good. That's helps when they do that and everybody's lined up to go.
All right. I'm glad I got gas in the vehicle this morning when I came into work. It is now $3.19 at the BP gas station here on 81.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I guess someone is coming to visit tomorrow, and that's part of an investigation from the feds why Michigan gas prices are so high.
And I look across the street right now as I go across I-75. The Flying J gas station is still where it was this morning at $2.37. So I stopped this morning, and they were busy, and I'm thinking, why were they so busy this morning? Usually when I go in at 7:45 or so, when I pass the station, it's empty. But, yeah, they're all backed up here tonight, everybody going in to try and get gas. Yeah, $2.37. Then with my 10 cents off, I got it for $2.27 this morning. And the other side of the expressway is $3.19. Holy cow.
Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me. Not good. That definitely doesn't help the economy out. When gasoline goes up, fuel goes up, everybody pays for it all along the lines. Not just filling the tank. Cost you more for food and everything else.
Yep. That's why we go out to eat very often. Also, I went out three times in the last week. Thursday night up to Sanford for Midland's dinner. And then Saturday, wife and I were up for our old motorcycle group up at Sanford Lake Bar. And boy, that was fun coming home in the snow. 40, 45 miles an hour was top speed coming home, like I said, on the net there. And then yesterday we had dinner just down to on State Street there with my brother and sister-in-law at Timbers. So rest of this week, next week, we'll be home. Won't be eating out anymore. But, yeah, how can it go 82-cent jump in gas from this morning? From the BP was also at 2.37, and now they're 3.19, so... 82 cents increase in gas. What's up with that?
Well, I don't know what caused it to go up. I'd sure like to know myself. That is a big price hike. Would you like to have a raise like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to this stuff. It's like last week they jumped it up. The Flying J jumped up from 235 up to 289, and BP was at 299. And then 3 days later, they're back down to, you know, 230, now like I said, 237, and I got it this morning. So, wonderful. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think I'll start on the next 3D printing project. I'll start on the remote control. The Christmas train's got to have a remote control for it, and So not a lot of plastic involved, a lot of electronics involved with all these switches and buttons and joystick controllers and that. So I will start on that tonight, maybe get the joystick at least printed, or try to, and work on that part of it. Train, I'm not sure. I'll work on it a little at a time because there's a lot involved. I'm not sure if I'll start with the engine. I don't think so. I'll probably start with some of the cars, see how well those go together, and then I'll have to figure out what I want for track. Just a circle or kind of an oval or what I'm going to print for the track. It's supposed to go under the Christmas tree, but wherever, I'll figure that out, I guess.
Well, I thought you'd do something like you did out at the truck stop there and build a track all the way around the perimeter of the room, right up near the ceiling. There's a timer that runs that thing every so often. It makes a trip around the room.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, I could do that all the way around the living room, and yeah, the cats would have fun with that, and the wife would be tripping over it, and everything else. I just passed a flatbed wrecker with a post office van, like a Dodge van, post office on it. Somebody rear-ended it, and the whole left rear end was pushed all the way in past the rear wheel. So somebody got them good. That's not good.
Definitely not. Yeah. Yep, the youngest son's girlfriend ended up in the ditch yesterday with that Saturday night with the icy roads. She was on night road, and a little bit of wind and a little bump with the icy roads and caught the back end and steered her right around, and she got caught in the slush and kind of went off the road. There's no shoulders to speak of. There's big ditches out there. And she's just before coming into Essexville. And it sat there and just slowly kicked over in the ditch. So I told her, I said, it's cheaper to go get amusement rides and have a thrill-seeking ride like that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You don't want to do that. That's for sure. That'd be scary. I've gone kind of off in a ditch before, but I was able to get myself back out. But it, I know some of those big ditches. You look at those ditches out there, Airport Road now, out in that area. They swallow you up real quick. They're 10 feet, 12 feet deep. Yeah, you'll lose a car real quick in that. Well, luckily nobody was injured. Yeah, but now you got to replace a car. And so I was looking. I drove the new car up to Sanford there Saturday night. And first time I've drove it in the snow coming home. It's front-wheel drive all of the time, less front wheels brake traction, and then supposedly the rear end kick in, which is the reverse of my old Astro van. It's rear-wheel drive, and then the button kick in. And you do have a button to put it into, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive at that point, to turn it on and off if you wanted them all connected at one time. But, yeah, it was fun. I wasn't taking any chances with it. I don't need the new one, anything happening to it, so that's why I don't drive it very much. I did drive it today just to get gas in it because I knew gas was down. So that was a good thing. I filled up the Impala last week and the van last week. I drove each one of them about once a week. I'll try and drive each one just to keep them running. So they all got filled up last week when prices were down.
Well, I didn't put gas in this week. I was hoping I'd make it to at least next week. And tomorrow I need to go get the oil change. So I've got to follow through on that. And so forth. And that way I'll be pretty much caught up. Oil change and rotate the tires. So I should have the maintenance caught up on the vehicle for a little bit. I did print some of those between the seat and console filler strips for that. It wraps around the seat belt and fills it in so your phone don't fall in between the seat and so forth, and all the stuff don't fall down between the seat and the console. I went to breakfast this morning. They mentioned, hey, I'd like some of them. So I thought I was done printing them, and I'm printing two more sets.
Where did you find those at? Printables or one of those?
Yeah, it was Printables, I believe. That's right. Go most of the time. But it could have been Maker World 2 or Thingiverse. But yeah, that's generally where I'm at. Printables.
Did you do them at TPU or what'd you print them in?
Well, I printed a seatbelt portion in TPU, and then the other portion I printed it in PLA plus 2, thinking that's going to take the temperature and everything else. I could have printed it in PETG, but I didn't do that. So if they don't hold up, then I'll print them in PETG. But I had the other filament loaded up, and I just ran it. So that's kind of what I did. So I've got two printers running. So one's printing TPU, and one's printing PLA plus.
Okay, yeah, some guy decided to let somebody out of the bank here out on Weiss, and the light's green, and now it's blocked everybody, so I'm stuck here and going to miss the green light here on Weiss and Bay, because somebody was nice, let somebody out, but not when the light's green and traffic is moving. You wait until the light's red and then let them out. Anyhow, yeah, I've looked at those before. They've been, you know, stuff on TV you can buy and all that, too. So I never even thought about that, doing that for the car. Same thing here in basically all of the vehicles. You've got that gap there, and I don't know how many times I've dropped keys down there or ink pen, you know, something. I'm writing with something, drop it down there. You're always doing something. Food. It never fails. You always find a French fry down there or something as you're munching going someplace, so... Yeah, those would be handy. I'll have to take a look at them.
They aren't perfect, but they definitely cover 95%. So, at least on my seats. I haven't tried on the wife's seats yet, so I printed a couple for her as well. But, yeah, so I imagine it's going to be varying for vehicle to vehicle. But every little bit helps.
Yep. How long did it take to print them?
Well, I'm in no rush on a TPU. The TPU takes me roughly 2 hours, and the other one takes 4 hours. So probably total of 6 hours print time. You can do the same thing. You can run your smaller printer there with the TPU and run the other printer on the other stuff. So, and I wasn't printing real fast. I was printing for, I'd rather have it look a little nicer than not. So, I wasn't rushing it. KC8DLA.
KC8YVF. Yeah, I've always run the printer just on their standard speed. There's two speeds, one speed lower and then two speeds higher. I've never tried the ludicrous speed. As they call it, at least the one that's on the P1S, but I just ran it as standard. Most of the time it comes out good enough for me for what I'm doing. I'm not selling the parts or anything that they have to be look real super nice or anything. But yeah, that's not too bad between the two of them for what you're doing. And yeah, I can put TPU on the A1 and the other one running the P, the PETG is what I'd run on it. I've got some PLA Plus in black, On a cardboard spool, I bought those for the A1 since it just, you know, hangs on a spool holder. No air mounts are on that. And so I'm probably going to get some more of it. That worked out. It's Landu, and that's printed really well. I haven't had any problem with it. The adhesion was good. The quality is nice and rolled nice on the spool. No issues there, and it printed well, really well. It looks good when it prints off. So. $11 for PLA Plus, a spool, although I'd like to get it in white, but they don't seem to make it white. All I can get is regular PLA in the white.
Check Elegoo for the PLA in the white. I think I got some there before.
Yeah, I'll have to look who's got PLA Plus, because I know Bamboo's carrying it now. PLA Plus Tough, or is what they call it. And yeah, it's a little more expensive. It's like the refill. Well, I don't even think they got refills out of it yet, because they just started it. So I think with the spool, it's like $28 or something like that. The refills are like $22. And then if you buy four spools or more, they give you $5 off a spool. So buying just one spool gets a little expensive. So yeah, I have to take a look. Not in a hurry for it. I still got a half a roll of each of that. And then I also bought a black and white of the Pet G from the same company as well. And I got quite a bit of that. That's about all I print most of the time is black and white, except for when I do some of these other projects, I'll throw color in. But it's nice, like this train project, all the parts are individually printed, so there's really no multicolor on the same part, but they're just glued together. So you print all the individual parts and then glue the train together or the cars or whatever, and do it that way so I can run them on both printers. It should work out. So. That'll be good. That'll be work on it over the next few months.
Yep, that helps. Just take your time, and there's no rush. It's not supposed to be a rush. It's supposed to be a hobby.
Yep. And I did, like I said, I did make a modification to the robot game last night, and that seemed to work out. Well, I'm able to actually hold out of the package, so I have to practice a little bit more with it, and then the grandkids will come show me up like they did already. Oh, Grandpa, this is easy. This isn't hard. Okay. That's the way the kids do it, although they're not gamers. They're not one. They watch their videos sometimes. They've got one video game at home, and that's it, and they don't even play that much. They're not interested in video games, but they caught right on to that pretty good.
Yep. Sun Lu shows PLA Plus in white, $12.49 a roll, plus the shipping. Purchase so much, and then it's cheaper. They even have it in ceramic white, but ceramic white cost $13.49. So there's quite an assortment of colors of PLA Plus, but I think Sun Lu is possibly one to supply in Bamboo. So they want you to select at least three for shipping.
Yeah, that's what they said before, that Sun Lu was the one that was making the filament for them. But, there's a lot of them say that, and then some say, oh, no, it's somebody else. So. All right, Rick, I'm going to let you go. Just pulled in the driveway. We'll talk to you tonight on the net. KCMYVF.
Well, that's pretty good timing, because the wife just walked in the door. KCMYVF.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India. This is Kilo Echo 8, this is Roger Bravo. You on air?
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz. With a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call Net Control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. This is Dave in Bay City. No traffic, in and out, 7-3, guys.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Oscar Bravo, K8GOB, Bob in Owasso, making a short timer.
Okay, I have Dave as in and out, K8PCQ, and Bob, short time in Owasso. Can I get your call one more time, Bob? KE8, what's the rest of it?
To Oscar Bravo, GOB.
Yeah, copy that. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo. Do we have any other mobile short timer in and out stations? If so, please call now.
NNN in and out.
N8NTN, Doug, have you as in and out this evening, thank you. Any other mobile short timer in and out? If so, please call now. Okay, before we move on to Echolink and regular check-ins, we have Bob, who was short time on there, KE8ZOB. Your short time, go ahead with your transmission if you'd like, Bob, and then we'll pick up the rest of the stations.
Roger, thank you for the net. Yeah, I'm getting ready to lay down, but I wanted to see at least pop in and say howdy to everybody, the friends that know me out there. But everybody have a good night, and I'm glad you guys have this night, and I'll be laying back listening. But Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Oscar Bravo, Pat, Annette, and thank you for the net.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in with us this evening, Bob. I appreciate that. And we will now move on. I will take any Echolink stations at this time. Anyone on Echolink wishing to check into the net, please call Net Control now. Nothing heard from Echolink. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is
Dave, W-A-D-W, Santa Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is N-A-E-U-I, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is ADADAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Alpha, Victor, Alpha, Karen, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, good start to the list here. Let me run down what I've got so far. I know I've got a couple corrections and I'm going to have to double check on. First off, I have Dave, KE8PCQ. He was in and out. Thank you, Dave, for checking in with us. I have Bob, KE8ZOB, with short time, checked in with us. Thank you, Bob. And I have Doug, N8NTN, checked in. He was in and out station also. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in with us this evening. Regular list, I have Rick, KC8VOA, Ron, KC8YVF, Dave, W8DW, Mike, KE8EDQ, Bob, N8KPR, Tom, N8EUI, Mini, KD8PAZ, and then after Mini, I believe it was Vern, and can I get the call again, Vern? I think it was something AVA.
This is Aaron, and the call sign is Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha.
All right, got you that time there, Aaron, KD8AVA. Are there any other check-ins for the net? If so, please call now.
KFA, DRC, Jack, Rochester.
Okay, have you checked KF8 DRC? Anyone else like to check into the net? All right, good list tonight. With that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. One announcement this coming Wednesday evening. I believe Wednesday is the 14th. We will have our, Wednesday is the 14th. We'll have our January board meeting. Be held at 7 o'clock at the Bigby Coffee on Bay Road. That's just a little bit north of Shattuck. We'll be doing our annual appointments for such things as repeater committee, webmaster, and the like, and also be discussing the proposal to raise the dues from $12 to $20 annually. So with that, we will go ahead and get the net started this evening. We'll start off with Rick, KC8VOA. KC8VOA, and stand by Ron. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, and everybody in the group. Interesting thoughts going on with all the unrest going on in Venezuela and Iran, with cell phones being shut down, internet being shut down, etc. How would you communicate with your loved ones if you were in that situation? And you have everything up to date. And with that, I'm going to turn back over to net control. KC8BOA. Back to KD8MMH.
Okay, very good, Rick. Good poser question for this evening to put out there for everyone. I would just get in the vehicle and drive over and talk with them. I don't live that far, maybe 10, 11 miles away, so no big deal for that if there was no other way to get a hold of them. That's a good poser question, and we can pose that to the rest of the people on the net here this evening if they'd like to offer us an answer to that. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Dave, W8DW. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net tonight, and Aaron,
KD8AVA. Long time no hear, bud. Good to hear you on the air. Of course, ham radio, if the other end had ham radio, which at least in my daughter they don't. But what we do have is GMRS, so the repeater is back up and operational. I guess, talking to Jeff, it is only linked to Mayville. So the GMRS radio that Central Michigan group put up is back up and operational, linked only to Mayville. They cut off the rest of the links because they were having quite a few issues with the guys down in the Detroit area. So they kind of messed things up. And legally, they're not supposed to be linked, but as long as you don't make any waves, really nobody's going to say anything, or hopefully not. So anyhow, it is up back up locally. And the idea is I purchased a mobile unit and an HT for go at my daughter's house, which I do not have up yet. Now that it's back up and running and it's no longer linked to halfway around the state, I feel comfortable with my daughter or my grandkids getting on and talking to me that way. So that will be the way as long as that's up and operational. And like Mike said, drive over to their house if we needed to. But if the cell phones and that and internet were not working, let me break. For me, it was kind of a busy week last week. Mike and I went up to Midland for their club meeting, which is their Christmas get-together out at the Red Oak restaurant in Sanford. And had a good dinner up there, and they threw the white elephant gift. So I got a couple things in there that came out of somebody's basement, but actually there's a couple of parts in there I can use. So a couple of those might probably go to the club auction come September to try and sell for that, but a couple of the items in the box I will keep. So that's a good thing at least. And the rest of the week, Saturday night, I had a dinner with my old motorcycle group again up in Sanford at the Sanford Lake Bar, and boy, it was a tough go coming home with that snow coming down. I followed the snowplow down 10 headed east at about 40, 45 miles an hour was about it, and I followed them all the way until they turned off, did a turnaround on 47. They just came off 10, went down to a loop, and got off and headed back on 10 to go back the opposite direction. So they were plowing the roads and salting as we were going, so I just stayed behind the plow to make it safe. And then Saturday or Sunday, my brother and sister-in-law were up for a visit, so we went out for dinner again. So we went out for dinner 3 days out of four there, so we'll stay home for a while. Been working on 3D projects. Got one project completed, tested, and it's functioning fine. Got another one done, and I got another one started on the printer tonight. So I'm working on the remote control unit for the Christmas train that I did crowdfunding on. So that project will start. That will be another long duration project. So depending on how far I take that project with the number of cars for the train, this will be into an 80 to 100 hour print and probably 40 plus hours of build time. So this will be a long duration project. So it'll be done a little at a time for a long period of time, I guess. But it's fun doing that, enjoying that. And as Mike said, we got the board meeting coming up on Wednesday. And with the prices of everything go up, we've been in COVID mode on the dues for since 20, so for 5 years. So we've got to look at what we can do in order to be able to make sure we cover the expenses without any dip too much into the club savings and that, so the club is able to continue on. So that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, KC8YVF.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Boy, it sure sounds like your 3D printer is getting a workout here lately with all the Christmas gifts you've printed on it and now starting some new projects. Very good. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8BAC repeater. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Dave, W8EW, and standby Mike. Dave, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. Yeah, I've been working on a puzzle. I've been doing, like many, actually, Mary bought the puzzle for herself, and I ended up doing most of it. 1,000-piece puzzle. Took us about a week to do. I don't know if we just had it there and we go by and put a few pieces on and continue on our way and do the other. As far as communications, I think the digital-wise that I am the manager of, I think that we would do a good job of covering most of the United States, maybe even the world, because we have had digital messages come from Germany and everything else from there. So there's a group down and there's a radio club down in Cleveland that comes onto our net regularly, and they send messages from the radio club members to their family all over the United States. We've done that. It's sort of a lot of fun. So actually, we don't need internet. We don't need cell phones. We actually don't need electricity because we can run with a off the battery or in most cases, or generator. So that's about it. And I think this will be my only one. I'm not sure how long this battery. I haven't had the battery on for a while. So we'll just say 7-3, turn it back to you, and catch you down the log. KD8MMH, WADW, and I'll be listening out.
All right. Very good, Dave. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. And, good job on the net control there for the digital net, running that fine business. All right. Next on our list, we'll go to KF8EDQ, Mike, and standby Bob, NATPR. Mike, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
KDA-MMH, Mike, it's good. Thank you for doing the net. It's good to hear everybody in here. I heard Jack, heard NATPR Bob, and I heard KCA-BOA on the Ogama AirNAC Radio Association net earlier today. So it's been a busy day for me. I worked all day, and then I took my dogs for a walk and started playing a little bit of FT8 after work, and through the evening a little bit on 20, and most of my contacts were on 40. 40 was open there for a little while, and then I'm taking a break as it kind of died down a little bit, but. Yeah, as for an emergency situation, I actually gave my dad one of my GMR radios because he goes up to the Upper Peninsula and he snowmobiles between Grand Marais and Sault Ste. Marie, and there's a number of repeaters up there, but I told him that in the event of an emergency, he could use that to contact, get a hold of somebody. And if he's anywhere near Sault Ste. Marie, to use the digital radio, because that'll transmit his GPS coordinates as well. So I gave, and it does GMRS as well. So, he can legally use his GMRS. I highly doubt that he ever would, but in a life event, he could. In a life threatening event, he could, if he gets stranded in the middle of nowhere, who knows. Let me buy a minute. I haven't given one to my brother yet, but I know that he would be interested in it. He actually bought a Baofeng UV-5R a couple of years ago and never really learned how to operate the thing, which I was in that boat at one point too, so... I'm sure that he would be interested in playing radio with us. I do a little bit of HF, but I'll have to leave it to the experts that know how to run a radio a lot better than I do in the event of an emergency. But I guess that's my I've got family down in Florida, so I don't know what I do to get a hold of them. Without the internet, but yeah, that is very interesting things that are happening overseas, though. All right, I just did the normal things this last weekend. Went and walked dogs and hung out and played radio a little bit. So with that, I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KFAEDQ.
All right, well, very good, Mike. Thank you for joining us this evening. Sounds like you're keeping busy on the radio, keeping the dust blown off of the radios, keeping them in use there, and also good information on the giving the DMR radios for the people snowmobiling up in the UP. I know that was one of the main reasons I actually got into ham radio, too, was quite a bit up around Paradise Whitefish playing up in that area, and a lot of that area is real sketchy with the cell phone service, which prompted me to get ham radio in case anything ever happened up there. I got stuck and needed to get a hold of somebody, and when I got my license and got the radio on 2 meters, tried, I think it was the Grand Marais repeater or whatever, which has pretty good coverage, and I was surprised, you know, out in the middle of nowhere with no cell phone coverage, I tried that and hit the Grand Marais repeater, no problems at all. So, like I said, another good tool to have in the toolbox in case something happens where you need to get a hold of somebody and you have no cell phone service. So, thanks once again, Mike. Appreciate you checking in tonight. We'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody else on the net. I mean, Mike. But, as Mike, I was daydreaming here. And, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, my family has no... I got a daughter in St. Louis, Missouri. I got a daughter in Cleveland. And, there'd be no way to get a hold of them. You know, let's say there's no cell towers or anything. There'd be no way to get a hold of them. And even if they knew a ham radio operator, you know, you'd have to, you know, try and figure out, you know, what propagation or whatever and what time. So, yeah, it'd just be, you know, it just wouldn't happen unless I actually drove down there. So that's kind of where I'd be at with that mess. And to the end of Mike, we had I was going to check into the AOR repeater tonight with their net, and I forgot about 10 to 8, and then it was 10 to 8, and it's like, so I got an echo link to check in, but they were already done. So I don't know when they go back to 8 o'clock at night sometime during the, when it gets warmer out. Right now they start at 7. And what else is going on around here? Nah, not a whole lot. I've been working on a table for a tabletop. Kind of got that all glued together, and both sides of it got it all glued together, and we're just going to let that sit for a day or so, then we'll start trimming out what we got to trim out and see how everything goes together. But with that said, back to next call. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. And yeah, like you mentioned, even if the person you're trying to get a hold of does have ham radio and cell phones and everything else go down, you're still going to have to set up, okay, what frequency do I contact you on and time and what have you. So it's there for the use of it, but yeah, you have to work out the details ahead of time or it turns into a pretty useless appliance sitting there if you don't have things set up ahead of time. So. Good advice, though. Thanks for checking in with us, Bob. Next up, before I go to Tom, do a station ID here and see if there's anyone else that wants to join us on the net. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night net at this time? If so, please call net control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Zulu, November 3rd, from Beaverton, Michigan.
Okay, Greg, we'll add you to the list. Can you give me the call one more time? I know there's a Zulu November in there.
Sure, that's Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Zulu, November, that's KE8AGX.
Okay, K KE8AZN have you added to the list, and we'll be down to you here shortly. Just a couple more people to go before we get to you. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Tom, N8EUI, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N8EUI. Hello, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well again tonight. I don't know what whether you want to call this. It's been up and down. Kind of a late fall kind of thing going on. I guess it's supposed to cool off later this week, and next week I think it's supposed to be in this low 20s, upper teens, I don't know, something like that. So praise for that when it will be back. But as far as the poser question, I guess I never gave much thought. I had some ham radio friends in the thumb, but I have to coordinate ahead of time what frequency, in case I have to get to them, probably on 80 meters. But my mom and family don't live too far away. They live only an hour and a half, so when I guess in the worst case scenario, I would just get in the truck or car and drive over to them to check on them. But it's about it for me, what I would do in case of a situation like that. If the internet goes out, there goes email. Even Echolink wouldn't work because the Echolink system doesn't travel that far in the thumb area, and it'd have to be a system for somebody to repeat. They'd have to hear us from the thumb, so it wouldn't work. So give me a break real quick. That's about all I can say about that. I never gave much thought in case the power, the internet went out, or we had a catastrophic downing of our infrastructure, communications infrastructure. I don't know. I never gave much thought. I guess I'm going to have to. What else is going on in the home front? My soldering. I was doing some soldering early last week, and my old soldering iron crapped out on me, so I had to order another one. I got it today. It's a Weller, a nice, reputable brand soldering iron. I got a lot of soldering projects to do this winter, a lot of intricate soldering, very small soldering. The kind of soldering that requires the visors to magnify, because my eyesight, even with reading glasses, is on the decline, so I got a lot of the detailed soldering this winter, so that'll come in handy now. I got a brand new Weller soldering iron, so we're all set over there. That's about it for me on this end. I'll toss it back and catch everybody on the 73 round. So until then, this is NAEUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Good job on the new soldering iron. Weller, I've got a couple Wellers that are excellent soldering irons, and yeah, they do last a long time, so glad you got that replaced and ready to do some more soldering. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and after Minnie, stand by Aaron. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everybody in here. We've got a good net going here tonight. Anyway, not much going on. I'm still working on my puzzle. I got about 13 more pieces to put in, and I'll have her done. So I started it on Saturday, so I've been doing pretty good with it. It's the one that Joe gave me, so when I get it done, I'll put it on Facebook so everybody can see it, and I'll let Joe know that I did it. So anyway, other than that, haven't been doing too much. Staying inside where it's warm. This is KD8PAZ back to KD8MMH.
Hey, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good job on the puzzle. I think you mentioned that was 1,000 pieces, so yeah, with only 13 pieces to go, you'll have that done in no time at all, I'm sure. So looking forward to seeing the pictures of that one online. All right, next up we'll go to Aaron, KD8AVA, and standby Jack, KF8DRC. Aaron, good to hear from you. Go right ahead.
This is KD8AVA, Aaron. Thanks. It's been quite a while since I've been on the net, been on the radio at all, actually, probably 15, 20 years, raising a family and all of the things that come along with that. been going through some pretty significant negative life change, and one of the recommendations was to maybe pick up some either new hobbies or some old hobbies.
All right, well, very good, Aaron. Appreciate you joining us tonight. May be interested in knowing, too, that we are planning on doing sometime this summer a 70th anniversary of the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, probably a dinner get-together somewhere. So it definitely would be great to have you show up for that also. So good to hear from you. We'll be back around to you here shortly also for the 73 round.
This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KDAC repeater.
All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Jack, KF8DRC, and standby Greg. Jack, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, everybody. I've been busy on a 10-meter for the past a week and a half from Christmas to now. And today I didn't go because I was getting tired, you know, sitting down, being on the 10 meter. So then I had got some work to do in the garage, move around a little bit, you know, between two snow blowers and all that. And plus the stove, I got some Christmas lights up. They got to come down from outside. And I've been busy. I've been really busy. And today was not a bad day here. The snow melted here in Rochester Hills, or Rochester. And, you know, that's all I can do. I mean, you can do so much to do all that work, and there's not enough time. It gets dark about 5 o'clock. Go ahead.
All right, well, thank you, Jack. It is starting to get stay light a little bit longer now, as December 21st was our shortest day of the year, so that is one good sign, is it's getting lighter a little bit longer. So, and yeah, I'm getting busy and getting the snowblower and everything ready. That, unfortunately, I think I heard our area here, we're supposed to maybe Wednesday into Thursday possibly get some more snow Saginaw area, possibly 3 to 5 inches, I'm hearing. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, hope that doesn't happen. But anyway, it is January in Michigan, so I guess we can expect it. All right, next up on our list, that will bring us to the bottom of the list. We'll go to Greg, KE8AZN, and then we'll do another standby. Greg, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
This is KE8KEDN, and yeah, I heard you guys talking about emergency communication. So I presume that if there was an emergency in an area other than our own, there would be the Salvation Army involved. They have some good trailers that are capable of communication, and most likely that communication will be HF in style. So. Most likely in the 80-meter range, okay, there are some frequencies that are set aside for that. And so it would be good to have your loved ones, relatives, go in and check in, and they can leave a message behind, all right? And then people like us might be able to call in, provided you have the correct licensing, and you would be able to give information in that way and be able to communicate, at least by message, all right? And then there's always Winlink, so all kinds of modes available to us, not dependent on a network like the Internet. So I'm going to pass it back over to you. I've talked long enough. This is... KDA, back over to
KDA, MMH. All right, very good, Greg. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And, yeah, good information there with the Salvation Army. I do believe that's the Saturn network, they call it. It's Salvation Army Team Emergency Radio Network, Saturn. And I don't believe Saginaw has a trailer for that, but I do think that the Midland Salvation Army has a vehicle outfitted with the radios and everything in case such an emergency event happens that they would be able to communicate. So good information on that, and thanks once again for joining us tonight. All right, that brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we start again, is there anyone else that would like to get on the list and join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
Yeah, this is TD-888. Sorry, I must have dropped out on my last transmission. Just getting used to a new radio. Nothing new to add, just wanted to say apologies for that. TD-888, question.
Yep, no problem at all, Aaron. Yeah, I was listening there for a while and you didn't come back on, so didn't know if you were done or what. But yeah, appreciate that, and we'll be back around here shortly for the 73 round anyway. So thanks once again for that information. Is there anyone else that'd like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and get our 73 round started here. I know Bob, KE8 ZOP, he was short time, but are you still there, Bob? Did you have any transmission for the 73 round? If you're still out there, go ahead. Okay, nope, nothing heard, and he said he was going to bed, so he may have already headed to bed for that one. All right, Doug was in and out. That brings us down to Rick, KC8VOA, and thanks for the good poser question there, Rick. Had a lot of good responses to that, so 73 round, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mike. Aaron, it's good hearing you in there, and the radio club meets the first Friday of every month, 7 p.m., at Harry Brown Airport. We'd be glad to see you there. It's been a long time. As far as jumping in your vehicle and going someplace, that sounds good. In most cases, you might be able to get away with it for a little bit, but understand this. The gasoline supply is not going to last long. And people are getting rather hostile in some situations because, along with the Internet, when the Internet goes down, the phone system goes down, you aren't placing orders to replenish supplies in stores or gas stations or anything of that nature. And so it's getting kind of wild and crazy in a lot of ways. And so there is a lot of shortages and a lot of looting and a lot of other things going on, and it's quite chaotic. So I did talk to the Ogemaw Aranac Radio Club tonight, and it was good talking with them. I did talk to the T-Cares tonight, too, as well, and tried to find out a little bit about who's on Winter Field Day, and Roger had brought it up. Didn't hear many of the club members respond to that, and I did indicate that the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Club would be operating out there at Harry Brown Airport and so forth, and if they wanted to stop by or make a contact. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot more to add. So I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week, and be safe out there. KC8VOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Rick, and yeah, very good points, too, about if it gets that bad, yeah, you're not going to get gas for the vehicles to drive places and see people, too, so good points there. Hopefully, keep our fingers crossed it never gets to that point around here. We continue to have cell phone service, internet service, and everything else that keeps our normal everyday daily life going and keeping it the way it should be going. All right, thanks once again, Rick, and thanks for that good poser question there. Next on our list, we'll go down to Ron, KC8YVF, and we'll check Dave, see if his battery is still good after Ron. Ron, go right ahead.
All right, Mike, thanks again. And, yeah, the other thing, don't forget, for those of us that have the Mashtastic devices, you have those options to be able to send text without the cell phones or the Internet. And so far, the testing that I did on the solar node that I bought last fall has been just up on my roof, and it's been keeping right up into 97, 98% charge on it. But it dropped down to about a little below 70%, about 67. And I knew we had some cloudy days and thinking, well, geez, what's going on here? That's not good, because my plan is to possibly put this up at Covenant North to give us a present out there. We have one downtown, one out in Frankenmuth, and put it at Covenant North would be a nice toward the north end of it and put up a decent antenna. But I wanted to test it here. Well, Saturday I had to get my Christmas lights down, and I happened to look up on the roof, and the screws had come loose, and the solar panel was pointing toward the roof. So doesn't charge very well when it's not looking at the sky. So I got back up there, got it tilted back the way it needed to be, got the screws tightened back down, and lo and behold, with the last couple of days, a little bit sun here, it's back up to 78% or 98%. So it's doing well with the batteries and the cold temperatures of that. It stayed up pretty well. So fantastic. And true, with the cars you can't drive, but I do have a bicycle. I might be able to make it to the end of the road, but I do have a bicycle. So my daughter would have to come the other 20 miles from their house out in Burt by many out there to meet me, because I sure couldn't ride it that far. But there are alternatives, I guess, doing it that way. Me rest of the week just working. I got the board meeting on Wednesday. Nothing really planned, although I do see Saturday and Sunday is the North American QSO party. So those for sideband. The weather looks conducive to not being outside, which is a good thing. And so hopefully I can get down here in the shack, throw some things on the printer, and then turn on the radio and make some contact. So that would be really nice. I looked at 40 meters tonight. 40 meters was dead as could be, but there was quite a few contacts up on 80 meters tonight. So depending where the bands are, we might give it a try this weekend. Thanks, Mike, for doing an app. Good to hear everybody on here. Stay safe and stay warm this week. 73s, everyone. We'll catch you next week. KC8YBF.
Okay, thanks for joining us tonight, Ron. Quick question, too. I'm sure you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report, correct?
That is correct, sir. KC8YBF.
All right, very good. We'll talk to you here in a bit then when the net's done. All right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Dave, W8DW. You only have the one battery, so you weren't sure if you were going to be around, but we'll check with you. Are you still out there, Dave? So go right ahead.
Okay, I'm still here, Mike, KD8MMH, W8DW, but like I say, I'm not sure how good the battery is. 73s, catch everyone later. W8DW, back to that.
Okay, very good, Dave. Yep, battery held out long enough for you to get that in there at least. So thanks for joining us tonight, 7-3 to you also. You have a good one, and we'll talk to you here next Monday night on the net. All right, continuing on down the net, down the list. Next we'll go to Mike at KF8EDQ and standby Bob. Mike, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks again, Mike, for doing the net. I don't have too much going on this week. Well, maybe I do. I've got work as usual, but Thursday evening I'll take Ducky out to Bay City to go visit a nursing home. It's been a minute since I've been out there. Between the holidays and I had my truck, blew one of the bearings in the front end, so I couldn't drive it for a couple days, so I missed. So it's probably been 3 or 4 weeks since I've been out there. So we're going to go do some therapy dog work for a little bit. And then my buddy Ben is going to come over Friday. We're going to hang out and play some games. So that's what I got going on up until then this weekend. It's back to business as usual at the shelter, so... Yeah, it's good to hear Greg, K-E-8-A-Z-N, and K-E-8-Z-O-B, Bob, if he's still listening. It's good to hear him in there. So with that, I'll pass it back to Matt. This is K-F-A-E-D-Q.
All right. Oh, very good, Mike. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And 7-3 to you also. You have a great week ahead. And, good job on the therapy dogs and taking them to the nursing homes and what have you. So, good job on that. I'm sure it makes everybody happy when they see the dogs come in. right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, N8KPR, and standby Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, not much. Actually, nothing else to add. Just hanging around here. I got to work on the wife's computer. I'm not very computer savvy, and I got a issue with the printer or, 3-in-1 type deal, scanner, printer, whatever. Supposed to have Wi-Fi, but I could never get it to work right. I'd work maybe with my phone and my computer, one of my computers, but then wouldn't work with a wife's computer, and now it don't work with anything. And so I was going to do it today, but I didn't get around to it. But just hook a cable up to it, hardwire it to a computer and see if I can get it to work then. It's relatively new. It's maybe 2 years old. I had one before that wasn't that old. I could not get it hooked up to Wi-Fi. I did for a little bit, but then it didn't, then it wouldn't. And this one started out okay, but now it's not working anymore. So I don't know. I have to call in a computer geek or something because I can't get the stupid thing to work. Like I said, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to computers, but I usually fumble my way around. Well, that said, thanks to that, Mike, and we'll talk to y'all again soon. I'm back at NetControl at AKPR.
Very good, Bob. Thanks for joining us tonight. And I'm kind of in the same boat as you with computers when it comes to computers. I've got a Hewlett Packard color laser printer, too, that's Wi-Fi. And it works fine and everything. The only problem, and I can print from my phone with it, although a month or so ago, before when I would bring up the option on the phone to print something, it would give me different options as far as, print all the pages, color, black, and white, whatever, and I used to have the option to print double-sided, and now that one has disappeared. So if I want to print four pages, I can't do it on just two and print both sides. I end up getting four sheets out, so not sure what happened to that, why that disappeared. Tried the old standard power off, power on, resetting everything, and that option never came back, so don't know if that was maybe a Hewlett Packard, something they put out there that took that away or what, but I can feel your pain with the Wi-Fi and the printers and getting stuff to work properly. It works fine for a while and then it doesn't. So once again, thanks for joining us tonight, Bob. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the K8DAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and standby Vinny. Tom, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Mike. This is N8EUI again. Let's see what else happened here. I've had some issues with my 3D printer, using it a lot in the last 8-9 months, and the rollers, the bearing, bogey wheels, I guess they are, the X and Y axis, they've developed the Y axis has developed some flat spots on the wheels, and it makes for less than smooth travel across the print bed. So I ordered and received Saturday aluminum rails instead of using the wheels. It eliminates the wheels. It's a Teflon rail, aluminum rails, and it's a Teflon slider on them. So the printer and the X and Y axis it moves smoother. It doesn't have less resistance because there's no wheels now. It just slides on these rails. And I went on YouTube before I purchased them and looked at people have used them, and it's a real betterment in the way that the printer operates because it doesn't have any resistance now. It's a much nicer print. So I think I'm going to try and install those later this week and get my 3D printer back up and running because I got a lot of things in addition to the soldering projects. I have some print projects to do too. So it's wintertime, so I'll be inside a lot, so I'll be able to have more time to do that. Let me break real quick. So that's about it on this end. I think I will check out the QSO party this weekend, North American QSO party. Now that I have an 86 meter manual, antenna tuner, I'm able now to get on 80 meters, any part of the 80 meter band now. I can get on there now, so we'll see. Check out 80 meters and 40 meters this weekend, and 20, that's about it. Those three bands, usually the most, 80 and 40 in the daytime, 20 in the daytime, 80 meters, and 40 in the evening. So we'll check it out this weekend. Maybe I'll get a few contacts in the log. So anyway, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, 673, and I'll be attending the Wednesday board meeting also. So I'll see some of you then. So in the meantime, I'll say 73 and goodnight to everybody, and have a good week. This is NAEUI.
All right, very good, Tom. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you also. I look forward to seeing you there Wednesday night, and good luck on the QSO party this weekend. Hope you make some good contacts there. All right, next up we'll go to Minnie, 88PAZ, and stand by Aaron. Minnie, good evening once again to you. You probably have the puzzle done by now. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and you're right. I got the puzzle done. I was working on it when listening to the radio also, but yeah, I got it done, so I'll take a picture of it tomorrow and get it put on Facebook. So, and then I'll probably take it apart and start another one, so, because I got four of them in the bedroom yet that I got for Christmas, plus I got two 2,000-piece ones that's been sitting there for a year, so it might be a little while longer before I do those ones. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and I'm looking forward to check Facebook out tomorrow and look forward to seeing the completed puzzle. All right, next up on our list, we will go to Aaron, KD8AVA, and stand by Jack. Aaron, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Hello, good evening.
Just wanted to say thanks again for hosting, and it's good to be back on the air. As I said, it's been a while, so I don't know how much you guys heard from last time, but it's probably been about 15, 20 years. Just getting back into the hobby after seeing some of my kids, so trying to get up a handset, 30-meter wire antenna to just make up, and yeah, just getting back involved in the hobby here again. So, thank you so much again for hosting. This is 88AVA.
Okay, well, very good, Aaron. Thanks for joining us tonight, and glad to have you back in the hobby. Always welcome here. We're like I said, welcome at the club meetings. That's the first Friday of the month out at Harry Brown, 7 o'clock, and every Monday night, 9 o'clock for our net. So thanks once again for joining us tonight, and glad to have you back on the air. All right, next up we will go to Jack, KF8DRC, and stand by Greg. Jack, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, Mike, and thank you, Mike, for calling my name, the belief part-time net controller, or full-time, I don't know yet, and I heard him once, he was a net controller on the same in Saginaw. Anyhow, thank you, Mike, and GM, they are a renaissance. Today is the first day they moved into the old Hudson, and I don't know if you know, guys, anybody knows that or not. The first day is today. I heard that today on 6 o'clock in news this morning. And I just wanted to throw this out and see who is interested or who is not interested. And everyone have a good evening and good night. And thank you, Mike, for running the net, KF8DRC.
All right, well, very good, Jack. Thank you. Thanks for joining us tonight. 73 to you. You have a great week ahead. And, yeah, hopefully some people will check out the the GM nut there that, like you say, used to be on Renaissance and is now on the old Hudson building. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be on Echo Link also, which is the way that the majority of us around this area would get into it. So thanks for that information. Very good, Jack. Thanks once again. All right, that brings us down to Greg, KE8AZN, and that will bring us to the bottom of the list. Greg, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Awesome. Well, KE8MMH, this is KE8AZN, and I want to wish everybody a fantastic evening, and we'll hope to talk to you again here soon.
All right, so 7:30, everybody. This is KE8AZN, back over to you. 7:30, everybody. All right, well, very good, Greg. I appreciate you joining us tonight. 7:30 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and I hope to hear you again here on next Monday night on our net. That brings us to the bottom of the list. Before we shut the net down, is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday night net? If so, please call net control now. Hey, nothing heard. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara net? Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 14 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KE8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Thank you, one and all. Hope to see some of you here Wednesday night for our board meeting. And you have a great week ahead. Ron, I'll be around to you here shortly with the net report. Just give me 1 minute to get the numbers together. Okay, KC8YVF, KC8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 162. 162, routine, hotel x-ray, Gulf, KD8. MMH, check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, January 12th, 2026, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss at amateur call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures of 14. Total time, figures 60 minutes. X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I copy the net report, sir. No problem. Thanks a lot. We'll see you on Wednesday night. KC8YVF.
Yep, thank you, Ron. Sounds good. We will see you Wednesday night. And had a good net tonight, too. 14 check-ins. That's, I don't know if that's a record or not, but definitely a good good number for tonight. KE8MMH, clear.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.